नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
is responsibly. In the revealed scriptures.
In the revealed scriptures.
The ultimate object of knowledge.
The ultimate object of knowledge.
Sri Krishna.
Sri Krishna.
The personality of Godhead.
The personality of Godhead.
The purpose of performing sacrifice.
The purpose of performing sacrifice.
To please Him.
To please him.
Yoga is for realizing Him.
Yoga is for realizing Him.
All fruitive activities.
All fruitive activities.
Are ultimately rewarded by Him only.
Are ultimately rewarded by Him only.
He is supreme knowledge.
He is supreme knowledge.
And all severe austerities.
And all severe austerities.
Are performed to know Him.
Are performed to know Him.
Religion, dharma.
Religion, dharma.
Is rendering loving service unto Him.
Is rendering loving service unto Him.
He is the supreme goal of life.
He is the supreme goal of life.
The fourth. That Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, is the only object of worship is confirmed in these two shlokas. In the Vedic literature, there is the same objective, establishing one's relationship and ultimately reviving our lost loving service unto Him. That is the sum and substance of the Vedas. In Bhagavad Gita, the same theory is confirmed by the Lord in His own words. The ultimate purpose of the Vedas is to know Him only. All the revealed scriptures are prepared by the Lord through His incarnations in the body of Shiva Vyasadeva, just to remind the fallen souls, conditioned by material nature, of Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. No demigod can award freedom from material bondage. That is the verdict of all the Vedic literatures. And persons who have no information of the personality of Godhead minimize the omnipotency of the Supreme Lord and put Him on equal footing with all other living beings. And for this act, such a person gets freedom from material bondage only with great difficulty. They can surrender to Him only after many, many births in the culture of transcendental knowledge.
One may argue that the Vedic activities are based on sacrificial ceremony. That is true. But all such sacrifices are also meant for realizing the truth about Vasudev. Another name of Vasudev is Yajna, sacrifice. And the Bhagavad Gita is clearly stated that all sacrifices and all activities are to be conducted for the satisfaction of Yajna or Vishnu, the personality of God. This is the case also with the yoga system. Yoga means to get into touch with the Supreme Lord. The process, however, includes several bodily features such as asana, dhyana, pranayama and meditation. And all of them are meant for concentrating upon the localized aspect of Vasudev represented as Paramatma. Paramatma realization is but partial realization of Vasudev. And if one is successful in that attempt, one realizes Vasudev in full. But by ill luck, most yogis are stranded by the powers of mysticism achieved through the bodily process. Ill-fated yogis are given a chance in the next world by being placed in the families of good learned Brahmans or in the families of rich merchants in order to execute the unfinished task of Vasudev realization. If such fortunate Brahmans and sons of rich men properly utilize the chance, they can easily realize Vasudev by good association with saintly persons. Unfortunately, such preferred persons are captivated again by material wealth and honor, and thus they practically forget the aim of life.
This is also so for the culture of knowledge. According to Bhagavad Gita, there are 18 items in culturing knowledge. By such culture of knowledge, one becomes gradually righteous, devoid of vanity, non-violent, forbearing, simple, devoted to the great spiritual master, and self-controlled. By culture of knowledge, one becomes unattached to hearth and home and becomes conscious of the miseries due to birth, death, old age, and disease. And all culture of knowledge culminates in devotional service to the personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Therefore, Vasudeva is the ultimate aim in culturing all different branches of knowledge. Culture of knowledge leading one to the transcendental plane of meeting Vasudeva is real knowledge. Physical knowledge in its various branches is condemned in the Bhagavad Gita as ajnana, or the opposite of real knowledge. The ultimate aim of physical knowledge is to satisfy the senses, which means prolongation of the term of material existence and thereby continuance of the threefold miseries. So prolonging the miserable life of material existence is a science. But the same physical knowledge leading to the way of spiritual understanding helps one to end the miserable life of physical existence and to begin the life of spiritual existence on the plane of Vasudeva.
The same applies to all kinds of austerities. Tapasya means voluntarily acceptance of bodily pains to achieve some higher end of life. Ravana and Hiranyakashipu underwent a severe type of bodily torture to achieve the end of sense gratification. Sometimes modern politicians also undergo severe types of austerity to achieve some political end. This is not actually Vasya. One should accept voluntarily bodily inconvenience for the sake of knowing Vasudeva, because that is the way of real austerities. Otherwise, all forms of austerities are classified as modes of passion and ignorance. Passion and ignorance cannot end the miseries of life. Only the mode of goodness can mitigate the threefold miseries of life. Vasudeva and Devaki, the so-called father and mother of Lord Sri Krishna, underwent penance to get Vasudeva as their son. Lord Sri Krishna is the father of all living beings, Bhagavad Gita 4.4. Therefore, he is the original living being of all other living beings. He is the original eternal enjoyer amongst all other enjoyers. Therefore, no one can be his begetting father, as the ignorant may think. Lord Sri Krishna agreed to become the son of Vasudeva and Devaki because being pleased with their severe austerities, Therefore, if any austerity has to be done, it must be done to achieve the end of knowledge of Vasudeva. Hey, you're not allowed to cry.
Vasudeva is the original personality of God and Lord Sri Krishna. As explained before, the original personality of God expands himself by innumerable forms. Such expansion of forms is made possible by various energies. His energies are also multifarious, and his internal energies are superior and external energies inferior in quality. They are explained in Bhagavad Gita 7.4-6 as the para and the apara prakriti. So his expansions of various forms which take place via the internal energies are superior forms, whereas the expansions which take place via the external energies are inferior forms. The living entities are also his expansions. The living entities who are expanded by his internal potency are internally liberated persons, whereas those who are expanded in terms of the material energies are eternally conditioned souls. Therefore, all culture of knowledge, austerity, sacrifice and activity should be aimed at changing the quality of the influence that is acting upon us. For the present, we are all being controlled by the external energy of the Lord, and just to change the quality of the influence, we must endeavor to cultivate spiritual energy. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that those who are Mahatmas, or those whose minds have been so broadened as to be engaged in the service of Lord Krishna, are under the influence of the internal potency. And the effect is that such broad-minded living beings are constantly engaged in the service of the Lord without deviation. That should be the aim of life, and that is the verdict of all the Vedic literature. No one should bother himself with further activities or dry speculation about transcendental knowledge. Everyone should at once engage himself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Nor should one worship different demigods who work at different hands of the Lord for creation, maintenance or destruction of the material world. There are innumerable powerful demigods who look over the external management of the material world. They are all different assisting hands of Lord Vasudeva. Even Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are included in the list of demigods. But Lord Vishnu or Vasudeva is always transcendentally situated. Even though he accepts the quality of goodness of the material world, he is still transcendental to all material modes. The following examples will clear that matter more explicitly. In the prison house, there are prisoners and the managers of the prison house. Both the managers and the prisoners are bound by the laws of the king. But even though the king sometimes comes in the prison, he is not bound by the laws of the prison house. The king is therefore always transcendent to the laws of the prison house, as the Lord is always transcendent to the laws of the material
world. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Tapadamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsta Shri Rukham Sagrajanam Sagnarayana Sanavitam Sajivam Sarvaitam Sarvarutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Param Sagnavitam Shri Shashavitam Shah Hey Krishna Karna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Sarvade Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskrite Tata Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari.
will convince others, because this is the purpose of the Lord. Krishna says that no one is more dear to me than one who convinces others to be the devotees. So that potency will be there if we actually surrender to the Lord. We'll be able to convince others. Why not? It's a wonderful thing. Krishna's in their heart, but they're innocent. If they're a little sincere, then they'll want to take up this process. They want to hear this philosophy and to hear the kirtan of the Lord, the wonderful pastimes of the Lord. That's why these plays are so nice, because we're getting a little insight into the spiritual world and seeing the activities of the Lord can be shown in a way that's appealing to the mass of people, so that they can... Because otherwise, the hearing and chanting is going on. Instead of hearing about the Lord, you're hearing about some mundane personality. And naturally, because they're mundane, they also relish hearing about their problems. Like so-and-so did something. Michael Jackson didn't have a seatbelt on his baby or something. And people go, oh, yeah. Because this is all they have. They don't have any real heroes. So they're looking for heroes. So they pick the movie stars or the sports figure or the politicians. But they're always disappointed. This is a fact. And then they feel frustrated, so they choose someone else to be their hero. But then this way, they're never satisfied. So this is the condition. Dukalaya shashvata. So always some dissatisfaction is there. Because we're like fish out of water. How can we be satisfied? But if we put Krishna in the center by speaking on his behalf, by hearing his pastime, by chanting his glories, by remembering his activities, then by worshipping, offering food to him, then we can find real satisfaction. Somebody else can speak? Then we usually have everybody talks, right?
One point I can answer, it says that living entities who are expanded by his internal potency are eternally liberated persons, whereas those who are expanded in terms of material energies are eternally conditioned souls. So we are expanded from the material.
Let's read it again, the second part.
Whereas
those who are expanded by the material energy?
Those are expanded in terms of the material energy.
Yeah, in terms of the material energy. So that choice is ours. If we choose to be expanded in terms of material energy, then we come to the material world. But it's our choice. Then we become Nitya Bhada.
What?
Take this away. She, how can she tolerate that? So attractive. I mean, anybody would want to touch it.
What?
It's okay. I don't mind the noise. This is the problem. Follow?
Yeah. In terms of them.
So it's called Nitya Siddha or Nitya Bhada. But it's not really Nitya Bhada or a condition eternally. But we can change that conditioning. We can become again Nitya Siddha.
So basically the gopis are eternally liberated.
Okay.
Yeah, they never... Some of the gopis are coming from the side, but the principal gopis, they never have come to the material world.
But the soul is all, each one of us comes from internal energy of
Krishna. Yeah, we're part of it. Mother Bhagavan said we were a cage, we were a really fragmented, eternal part of it. We've always been existing. But the conditioning comes at a certain time.
Thank you.
Okay, anyone else? Comments?
Because many Hindu people, they worship Lord Ramachandra, but as a hero, not as a Supreme Personality of Godhead, as a hero.
No i czy to wiesz, czy to ma efekt? Bo Maharaj mówi, że w materialnym świecie musimy znaleźć sobie bohatera.
Does it have the effect? Like you said, that in a material world we are always...
Well, because if they only accept him as a hero, they don't really worship him. As, in a strict sense, they don't offer everything to him. Yad Karoshi, just like this verse is saying, everything should be done. He should be the goal. Pleasing him should be the purpose of life. So they don't have that sense, so they're not perfectly worshipping. So they'll get, you know, according to what they do. As they do surrender to him, they'll be sufficient. So it's, of course, better than nothing. They're appreciating Lord Ram, the great hero. But if they think he's just an ordinary person, maybe a little greater than us, that's not, then they can't become real devotees. I mean, not Duryodhana though, was thinking like that. I thought Krishna was just like being made a little more powerful. Vibha! Vibha! I sent out inspirational quotes, but I didn't. Did you have any more in the last week when I was gone? Anybody sign up? You have some list of people?
The list is in the jewelry box.
But that was just from yesterday, right? Oh, yeah, from the last week is in the jewelry box. I should check that. Vibha! Okay. The Bhagavatam Ki Jai.